Iraqis struggle not just with a question of debt, but also what to do with their deposed and now captured former leader, Saddam Hussein, how to try him. Meanwhile, at The Hague in the Netherlands, former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic continues on trial at the International War Crimes Tribunal there. Today, former NATO commander and now Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark underwent cross-examination by Mr. Milosevic in what is General Clark's final appearance before the court. Yesterday, he gave testimony on events in the Balkans in the 1990s. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from The Hague.
Stubborn, petulant, and overly personal. That's how Wesley Clark said he found Slobodan Milosevic today. The former Yugoslav president is acting as his own defense lawyer in his trial for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Today, Milosevic got to question the man whose bombing campaign ultimately helped chase him from office. Clark's 2 days of testimony were exceptionally conducted behind closed doors. The U.S. government said national security could be jeopardized by open court testimony. It insisted that Clark's statements be screened by the State Department before their release later this week. But the subject matter has already been made public. It is the massacre in Srebrenica in 1995, during which the Bosnian Serb army killed some 7,000 Muslim men. The court is trying to establish whether or not Milosevic could have stopped it. Clark's court appearance does not concern the period when he oversaw the bombing campaign of Serbia in 1999. At that time, Milosevic was still president. He was arrested and transferred to The Hague in 2000, and his trial started nearly 2 years ago. Despite being a prisoner at a war crimes tribunal, Milosevic is running as a candidate in Serbian legislative elections later this month. Court authorities are monitoring his phone calls to prevent him from campaigning while on trial. Wesley Clark said his appearance at the court had nothing to do with his campaign to become the Democratic presidential candidate. He did say, however, that his appearance was very satisfying because he had for years watched the ravages Milosevic caused in the Balkans. Nick Spicer, NPR News, The Hague.